Hello?
Rick?
CG, how are you?
Okay.
Listen, working on problem A, which is tomorrow morning's trip, we are impressed with the fact that we are not in a terribly good position here to say just how these two people should meet.
Yeah.
We are inclined to think that if your friend is going to make a phone call, he ought to work it out.
Well, this is what I'm about to suggest to you. Number one, he wants Colonel Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. Got it?
Yeah, who is he?
Well, he was the Colonel's instructor, and he's here and a very great friend.
Oh, he's a U.S. type? Oh, Colonel C's instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want him to go along with Fernandez.
Yeah, so you've got a double trip now.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There'll be more than that.
Right.
Because then I suggested that maybe what we ought to, and then there was a problem about coming back and the possibility that they might want to bring Mr. King back. Good.
Yeah?
You think?
Is they going to see him on this first trip?
Well, the idea would be that if everything worked out all right with C,
yeah,
it might be a good idea for them to pick up G and bring him back here to get treatment.
I get it.
And now, I suggested, and it's been accepted to be your approval, that Harry...
Yeah? Excellent.
At 6 a.m.
Much prefer that.
And then go over with them and be available as transportation officers.
Excellent.
And contact point for transportation.
That's fine.
And he agreed to that, but he said that Harry must not talk with them. You know, about substance.
That's all right.
So if that's all right.
Is there some special mistrust there? Is there some mistrust there?
Just a little bit. Apparently some affection, but apparently also a feeling that Harry, what he said was Harry gets things complicated. I have the greatest respect for Harry.
Nothing we need to worry about. He'll just stick to his business. That's all right. You tell him to do exactly what you want. Now, let me point out to you, though, that there's a further problem. That gets them over there.
Yeah.
That doesn't get them into the presence of C.
No, but I think with Harry's assistant, they can work it out, don't you?
Well, I don't think it's easy. The reason it's not easy is that it's not easy for us to be sure, just unless C says how he wants it handled,
yeah,
it's not easy to move people into the area. So we believe that the telephone had better be used to find out what he suggests. There are a number of possibilities you might want to have in mind.
Yeah.
One, we can have them in a civil car moving to any agreed destination, and they can be passed readily as far as U.S. forces or probably San Ysidro forces are concerned. Also, we could easily get hold of the nuncio and have both parties proceed to the nunciatura.
Yeah.
We could offer anything within the communication zone or the LOC, but we doubt if that would be attractive to him.
Yeah.
There is a problem, we think, of C being able to talk freely and alone. We think he is much surrounded.
Yes, I understand that.
We would do whatever is agreed between C and the two colonels.
Yeah.
And we need to know is all.
Yeah. Well, now,
and of course Harry will be known and trusted, and whatever he asks for when he gets to the airport can be managed. That's no problem.
Yeah. My own feeling about it is that with Harry there, we ought to let them work out their own
Well, then if they will say what their trysting arrangements are, we will act accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Harry will be able to work that out.
That's correct.
And so you have to figure on three passages going over.
That's all right. Now, would you tell me where we can reach Harry, because we will have our transport officers deal with him.
Harry is now at the police station.
Same station as before? Right.
And I was about to get him and tell him that he's to be at the...
Well, I think the best thing for him to do is to call the duty officer at the Ramey Air Force Base, who will be expecting his call if you'll wait about 15 or 20 minutes.
That's good. I'll do that. I think that's fine.
Well, we don't know where to reach him. He's in and out.
And then, hello?
If he will call the duty officer, Ramey Air Force Base, they'll be expecting his call at any time from 7 o'clock onward.
Will do.
It's 6:30 with you, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Harry will take care of everything at the other end.
Correct.
That's first rate. So there'll be three people going over and an indefinite number coming back.
Correct. Correct.
First rate, right.
Now, let me just see. There's one other problem we wanted to point out. And that is that we believe that the privacy of this meeting will be A, difficult, and B, important.
Yeah.
And we think they should address themselves to that point, too.
Yeah.
We don't really quite see how we move on to all the rest of the stages of this complex game if we have to do it with NBC TV. All right. Well, I think that's all we have this minute, and we'll leave it with Harry and the Ramey people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. You will our people know where to reach you right along?
I'll be right here until further notice.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much. All right.